Liberty and freedom, you can make a distinction between them. Liberty perhaps being political rights, freedom not being enslaved. But effectively in our own society, they are synonymous. The ancient Athenian had only one word, eleftheria, and to him it was the noblest and defining character of his nation, to be free. That freedom produced in ancient Athens an intellectual revolution, an age of creativity in many ways equaled only by our own great age of creativity. But with it went exceptions. I would mention three to you. The first, women. They are not citizens at Athens. And it goes beyond denying them the rights of citizenship. Women are not citizens, and they are treated with contempt. After Pericles has spoken of the values of the Athenian democracy, he then goes on to speak about the men who died for their country. Like Lincoln, he says, we can never honor them through a speech like this, as Lincoln would say in the Gettysburg Address. What they have done has honored us. And whatever faults each may have had, in their supreme test, they stood true in the line of battle and wrapped themselves in a mantle of glory that can never fade. And he praises their parents. And then at the very end of the speech, he says, and I quote him quite exactly, I suppose I should say a word about the women they have left as widows. Try not to be worse than you already are. And remember, that woman is best of whom least is said. So a profound disregard for women. And the concept that to allow women a decision in politics is to reverse all values. And two, the Athenian democracy rested upon slavery. Slavery did not make it possible. That is a Marxist concept that I think is wrong. It did not make the economy possible. In fact, slavery was regarded by the Athenians as a positive good rather than an economic necessity. They believed that you could only appreciate freedom if you knew what slavery was. The existence of slavery was for them the continuing realization of their freedom. It was to be free to govern yourself and free to rule over others. And the third point of their concept of freedom was that this rule over others was translated into empire. The Athenian Empire was a great imperial force, and in the eyes of the Athenians, a force for good. There is no shame to be governed by us. We are the great nation of democracy, and we bring to you a model of grandeur and glory. So to rule over women, to have slaves, to possess an empire, all of these were part of Athenian freedom. Slavery, imperialism, the denial of rights to women. For the Athenians, these were all compatible with democratic liberty. But wait, don't be too harsh on the Athenians. After all, when our nation was founded, slavery was written into the Constitution. The government even derived tax money from the importation of slaves. Women did not have the vote. And even after fighting a bloody civil war to liberate the slaves, the women were not given the vote. And Abraham Lincoln, one of the greatest figures in our history, perhaps our greatest president, witnessed and fostered the spread of this empire over a whole continent with little regard for the Native Americans living there. And Winston Churchill, like Pericles, believed that the British Empire was a great force for good, a great force for freedom. So do the lessons of the Athenian democracy resonate on down through the 20th century.